The local economy in the region is a mix of businesses, old and new, all with a common thread. Someone had an idea and pursued that idea all the way up to opening the doors on a new business. We visit with entrepreneurs and sometimes the descendants of entrepreneurs in our monthly business segment, The Ground Floor. This month, we visit with someone who's just getting started. Nita Singh Nehra is the founder and CEO of Nita Naturals. She uses knowledge gained from thousands of years of skin and body care in a line of products coming to market under that name, Nita Naturals. Nita Singh, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you for having me here.
So what career path led you to this moment? What kinds of things have you been doing that indicated that you'd end up starting a line of skincare products?
First of all, it's my growing up in India for first 24 years, seeing the Ayurveda as a firsthand experience and learning from the generations of my family that all these ingredients that we were using for our self-care, body care. And when I moved to America 17 years ago with my husband, who is a plant doctor and wanting something better for his PhD degree and wanted to do something in organic, so we moved to this area. And my trips to India and my cherished, the skincare line that I cherished very much, every time I would go there and pick some and bring it here. And I was really tired one day. I was like, it's not even organic. Why don't we have something right here? And I wanted to bring that, the link that was lacking.
So you were providing something you weren't finding on the market otherwise.
Exactly.
You mentioned Ayurveda. For the people who have heard the word Ayurveda or Ayurvedic, what's the basic knowledge of that? What is it?
Well, Ayurveda is the ancient science practiced over 5,000 years ago, and it comes from it comes from India, and the traditions are still followed there in the family, middle-class family. It's very common. Ayurveda, Ayur is life and Veda is science. So it's like life science, and it tells you the different aspects of how to live a healthy lifestyle, and bring your body, mind, and spirit into the balance with using natural ingredients and just as simple as the food. It's medicine.
So what? There sounds like there are traditions within your own family as well. I mean, they've taken this down a few generations too. The kind of skincare products you're talking about. So, what kinds of products and what kinds of things are in them?
I'm talking about the simple ingredients like turmeric, saffron, Indian gooseberry, amla powder, ashwagandha, and you know, benefits of using them on your skin. It's we all know that these things are very good for the culinary part. We use them in cooking, but it's also really good for the skin, and they come from the nature, and it's in my mask, facial oils, and serums. And now I'm launching my new line of CBD that has my facial oil and body oil.
That was bound to happen from the Rogue Valley. CBD seems to be in everything now. So, what made you go that way? What is the CBD supposed to do within the product?
Well, it's a new skin. It's a line of line that I'm launching underneath a Naturals umbrella, and the idea of CBD is from the soil to oil philosophy that me and my husband share. He is a PhD organic agriculture, and he's very much involved with the projects around the valley for last 3 years, and having a hands-on experience on growing industrial hemp and making the products. So the idea was that he grows something and I create something beautiful out of it. So the oil, soil to oil, and CBD products came from that.
Soil to oil, that is catchy. Nita Singh Nehra is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's the founder and CEO of Nita Naturals. She's our guest on this month's edition of The Ground Floor, our segment looking at entrepreneurs and the companies they've started. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Did you consider things like importing products that were already in existence from India or anything of that sort? Or was it more a case if you wanted to create something from well, from soil.
Yes, creation is very essential for me. I'm also an artist and dancer. I do Bollywood classes. So something, creating something here, and my experience in, I used to be a model in India and contested for Miss India 2000 before I married to this handsome man and moved here. So all that, you know, my experience in my beauty industry made me wanted to make something right here. And I do import some ingredients from India.
So how long have the products been out there? Are they just now getting to market? What's the timeline of the business of Neeta Naturals?
I launched it in the fall, I would say August, yeah, so summer of 2018. That's where the line got launched, and with my website and everything. And I've been, before that 2 years, I've been working on formulating and experimenting, researching, developing my product line.
Was that a lot of kitchen sort of stuff where you were mixing things together? Or, I mean, I'm just curious about the process that went into this before you began to consider the manufacturing end of things.
Yeah, actually, it's a very funny story. I was at the perfumery workshop in California 2.5 years ago with the perfumer's apprentice. And I was there just learning the art of making perfumes, which I was really interested in. Aroma is something very inviting to me, and it really captivating to me. So I was learning, and on the way back from there, I burned my skin. I was driving here, and I spilled coffee on my chin. And that, you know, it just got into where I came home and started putting things on me, aloe vera, and, you know, started making masks. And just, it's just like everything, I would say, Jeff, it all came together. I don't know, but I just started making skincare, and then it was like, wow, 7 years ago I read this book, and then I went back to India and my heritage, and I brought those recipes, and here I was actually formulating products.
So now I have this image of you rubbing stuff on your chin and going, hey, was it something like that?
I actually already knew what I was rubbing. Mm-hmm. And I was aware of the results too. So it was not like, hey, but it was
I mean, hey, I could do this as a living. I could make a product line out of this.
You can say so.
But that's not quite the way it was then. So then, formulations then, I mean, how many different products are there altogether?
I have 16 SKUs total with the line of natural perfume. And with the skincare, I have toners, facial oils, serums, and body oils, and this new CBD line that I'm launching. So my all formulations are handcrafted here in my facility. I have a dedicated blending room in my offices here on Mistletoe, which I surprisingly or just upgraded, and I'm really happy about that. So my products are vegan, cruelty-free, and GMO-free. So it was very important for me when I start a skincare that I wanted to offer something that is, you know, that's something I would use for my own skincare and I would use for my family.
And so you in the facility on Mistletoe, then, so that this is the only manufacturing site. You don't outsource the manufacturing to any place else?
No. That's the manufacturing facility right there.
And you mentioned going through the website so people can order your stuff online.
Yes, they can go to neetanaturals.com and order it. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook under Neeta Naturals.
And how about getting retailers to pick up your stuff? What's the status of that?
I have received a very open and huge interest in my oils and the way I blend them. It's like... I had a meeting with Co-op, Ashland Food Co-op, and Market of Choice in Eugene, and they are interested in carrying my line. So we are talking about it. Let's see how it unfolds.
Okay. What has been, I mean, just trying to get into the business end of things, I mean, it sounds like you're quite at home with the formulation of the products themselves, but then in terms of setting up a business and setting up the creation of the products and things like ordering the bottles to put them in, I mean, what has been the stuff that's really made your head spin along the way?
I would say decisions. It's just a lot of decisions. What I, as an entrepreneur, what I didn't realize I would encounter is a decision. It's like every small bit. And that's something I learned to surrender to it, and I learned to make decisions and move forward with them, which I was not confident in the beginning, and I needed a lot of hand-holding. But now I'm learning, being 1 year in the business, I'm like really confident and be able to present what I have created.
Who did you turn to for the hand-holding?
I turned to different people in the community. There are so many people I'm thankful to, including my husband, who is an entrepreneur himself for last 12 years in the Valley. And so many people like Sasha Mayer from the Alexandra Advisory Services. I really, dearly thank to her. And people like other entrepreneurs being a part of the group's women, Southern Oregon Women Entrepreneurs, WESO, I'm part of that. So it's just all learning, seeing, growing, and experimenting.
By the time you got to the WESO people, the Women Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon, had you done some things that they would counsel you not to do? Or, I mean, had you made some mistakes that they would have advised you not to do before you got there? I'm just curious to know about some of the mistakes that get made early in the process of starting a business.
Yeah, I was in the beginning, I would say I was really, I was very antsy to get product out of the door. And I didn't carefully label my product, which, you know, the color that I wanted. So in December, I took this idea of rebranding it and came up with new packaging that had more information and the message that I wanted to deliver.
Well, and what's that been like, though, particularly with, it seems like anything you rub on your skin has to have a fair number of regulations on it. So I just wondered how many different hoops of you've had to jump through to get to put the products out there.
It's process, first of all, registering with the state and, registering and all that. And then marketing part has been a really also crucial to it. So the products, when I started formulating the products, that I ensure that the products were from the organic source. All the products were GMO-free and organic, made with organic ingredients and vegan and cruelty-free. So that part was very clear. And when I went to PETA, they certified me through my formulations that I sent them. And they looked at the website and asked questions and did their due diligence to made me certified as a vegan and cruelty-free company. Then also I went with the natural perfumer's license that recently I got licensed, that I had to send them the product and the perfume and the process of it with the ingredients, EPAs, not the EPA, but the...
Food and Drug Administration?
Yes, the certification, there is a name for it. Those documents that have the ingredients origin and, you know, how much content it has and all that. So those documents were needed to send to the agencies for them to certify that.
Nita
it's Singh, been a process.
It has. Okay. Nita Singh Nehra, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder and CEO of Nita Naturals. She's our guest in this month's edition of The Ground Floor. You can join us at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. Overall, is it about as complicated as you thought it would be? More so? Less so?
Running a company or
yes.
Running? Well, if this is something I really enjoy doing on day-to-day basis, it's something I would be doing anyways. So, yes, there is a lot of discipline to it. There is a lot of upkeeping with all the emails and appointments. That's a part of entrepreneur's life. And I'm learning to find a balance.
Who else is doing this besides you and your husband? Who does the work? Yeah, I mean, how many? Do you have employees?
I have
at this point?
Two people mm-hmm. that are in my team, and we all share the same values. You know, the products that we make are paraben-free, sulfate-free, and all those chemicals-free. So my company, my team shares the same values as I do.
And of the products you have out there, I mean, which is the one that you think might be the most exotic for the American market?
My oils are really getting popular. They are very well received. The feedback I've been receiving from women, my luxuriously hydrating oil, it's really good for dry skin and aging skin. So it's very popular. And also my natural perfume, Dear Heart, is popular one in women. And for men, interestingly, beard oil.
Beard oil?
Beard.
Beard oil. Okay.
It's very popular. And men who are not even exactly, you know, they are, don't even know such product exists, they are actually enjoying this product and how it makes their, you know, beard feel smooth. And then women, they say that this oil penetrates easily to their skin and it doesn't leave them greasy. So my products, these two are very popular.
So there's another product in your line called Neem Kiss. What is that product about?
I knew it. So it's, I've told this story so many times. Neem Kiss, it's a funny story. My husband, he loves to experiment with my products, and he loves, whenever I have something new, he's the one who is loving it around the house, giving me feedback, and, you know. And so one day, he leaves the house, and I go and kiss him bye, and I realize when I kiss him, he had tried my formulation with neem, and that was really, really bitter. The kiss was bitter, so that's where the name Neem Kiss came from in the existence, into the existence.
So don't kiss them when they're wearing neem. Is this the message?
Yep, you don't want to do that.
So what does your 5-year plan look like? I mean, what do you think the company will be able to do? What will you be able to do with Nita Naturals over the course of the next 5 or 10 years?
I see myself really established in grocery stores and food co-ops. That's the market I'm heading to, spas and natural market. I see myself getting into natural lip tint and mineral makeup, which is, I really want to launch a Bollywood makeup line at some point because, you know, I'm really infused with Bollywood music inside me. As I infuse my sun, infuse my some of the oils for skincare.
All right. So looking for lip tints, mineral makeups. You have perfume already. You've got the skincare oils, beard oil you mentioned. Anything else we've missed here that's in the general run of what you have at Nita Naturals?
I think we got it all. The face mask. Yeah, something face mask.
And what's in the face mask?
Face mask is a recipe or formulation we have used in Ayurveda for a long, long time. Women in, it's the Ubtan, for example. It's a very household name. Everybody knows in India what Ubtan is, but it's very Western to this world. So what Ubtan is just exfoliating skin using pure natural ingredients, using saffron, sandalwood powder, neem, clays, and some oils. So exfoliating that at home. My products are like having a facial at home. So it's that.
You mentioned soil to oil, so you get a fair amount of stuff here, but I imagine some of these spices like turmeric and saffron have to come from elsewhere. Do you have to bring
I do saffron. I import my saffron from a trusted source in Spain, and I get my neem and sandalwood and turmeric from a trusted and reliable source and farmers that I've built relationship over the years from India.
Okay, look for the little bottles on store shelves near you. It is Nita Naturals. Nita Singh Nehra is the founder and CEO. She's been our guest in this month's edition of The Ground Floor. Best of luck, and thanks for visiting with us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you for having me, and I'm really proud to be presenting the women entrepreneurs part of the Southern Oregon. There are not many, and I would really encourage, because I'm all about supporting local businesses and local women entrepreneurs.